The internet is coaching our kids. When boys hear that on repeat, it shapes how they see themselves. We can't leave it to those voices. We have to be louder, together.
With EE.
We need to coach them, guide them, back them.
Building our boys up every chance we get.
Be yourself.
Back your mates. Confidence comes from within.
Yeah! As proud partner of the England teams, EE has support and guidance to help build all our boys up, on and off the pitch. Search EE Yes Boys.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, June 11th. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal. We exclusively report that OpenAI is considering drastically lowering the prices it charges users as it seeks to win customers from Anthropic. People familiar with the matter say the move by the ChatGPT maker would be in anticipation of similar cuts expected by its rival. Business executives are beginning to balk at the high prices for AI usage as the two companies are trying to win over enterprise customers. But drastic price cuts could potentially erode the company's profit margins, which already lose billions of dollars due to the enormous costs of AI computing resources. News Corp, owner of The Wall Street Journal, has a content licensing partnership with OpenAI. Speaking of Anthropic, the Claude chatbot maker's latest AI model is facing backlash from some users over the broad restrictions on its capabilities. The company previously said its Mythos model was too dangerous to release widely because of fears around cybersecurity and bioweapon development. Some AI experts accused Anthropic of hiding some limitations to the update, called Claude Fable 5, including quietly degrading the quality of its responses about developing high-end AIs, while others found that Fable 5 refused to answer any questions about biology, mathematics, and chemistry. In a statement, Anthropic said it would make some safeguards visible and is working to reduce unnecessary obstructions. Plus, in another WSJ exclusive, we report that NVIDIA is partnering with Abridge, an AI note-taking app maker, to train a model focused on healthcare. The company said the AI is designed for clinical conversations and will be used exclusively within Abridge's platform to improve tasks like clinical decision support and documentation. As part of their work, Abridge will use de-identified clinical data to further train and customize NVIDIA's Nemotron suite of open models. The new model is expected to be ready for use later this year. And that's your TNB Tech Minute. We'll be back this afternoon with more.
Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Mark and Jamal's romantic weekend will depart in 4 minutes from Platform 6. Your ride comes with a rolling countryside sunset view and a table seat ideal for playing footsie beneath. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.